wonderful, beautiful song from Francesca Battistelli here on WWIB. And just to show you how good our CCM song tournament is, she didn't make the field. She's got a bunch of good songs. She was standing on the outside looking in, knocking on the glass, saying, hello, let me in. And nobody nominated her. And she's like, fine, I'll just give birth to our seventh child, which she is expecting. Good morning, Jason Cans. That's an intro unlike any you've had in your now 5 years on the air with me.
Seven children. That's a number.
She's carrying number seven.
That's impressive.
I don't think the child's name's going to be number seven. But
at some point, you just start going with numbers.
So here, I'll drop facts on you. I love to drop facts. Francesca Battistelli has how many siblings?
I have no idea.
She has none because she was an only child. I interviewed her mom once.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. There you go. Just dropping facts left and right.
Yeah, I mean, that's always interesting when only children like that end up with so many children.
Are there some other famous only children that come to mind for you?
No, I'm thinking more of people I've encountered in the church and just in life who have, you know, it often seems like when people have come from big families, they'll have big families of their own, so.
Yeah, I mean, let's just be honest, I mean, is there a thought sometimes like mom and dad had this many, are we going to match or beat that?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, sure.
It's kind of an unspoken competition.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the famous only children that come to mind for me, again, more fact dropping, James Dobson and Robin Williams, and they were a lot alike. Not.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah, very similar.
You're right. I remember that time Robin hosted Focus on the Family.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Oh, and that time that James filled in for him on Mork and Mindy.
Right. Mork and Mindy, that's hearkening back a long way.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's just snap your fingers and there goes 40 years. That's kind of what
I'm... What show did Mork and Mindy spin off from?
Happy Days.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was going to drop some trivia on you and you knew it.
Listen, Buster, don't mess with me in 70s television, huh?
There you go. Yeah.
The other day I asked, my coworker Amy is just, she'll put me in stitches and she put up kind of some, both fingers on left and right for kind of like antenna. And so
sure.
I said, do you remember the show My Favorite Martian? And she knew it. She knew it.
I know the show My Favorite Martian. I can't remember the actor who was in the show.
Bill Bixby was one of them. I can't remember the other guy's name.
Yeah. The other one is the one I'm trying to think, But.
All right. We'll try to find it out here while you're doing your devotion. This is about as good a start as we've ever had on a five-minute segment.
It's a good start. Must be the snow.
It is the snow. And guess what? I thought it would be heavy and wet. Maybe that'll come Sunday. This was light and fluffy.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I haven't gone out to shovel it yet, so.
It's not going to pack good for snowmen and such, but, it's easy to brush off the car. Boy, you get that heavy wet, and then if it just...
Right.
So, and the roads weren't bad, really, so
good.
That's good.
Good.
And then, I don't know, our friend Rob, I won't say his last name, but he had posted last night like 6 to 10 inches during the day, Sunday to Monday, and I'm like, our forecast this morning says 2 to 4. I'm sticking with the 2 to 4. How about you?
Yeah, I think that's a much better approach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's see. I heard Matt Canzera speak last night on Chasing Goodness. We got there a tad late at where he was speaking at Beer Church last night in Eau Claire. But he and his wife, Susie, were there. They closed it out with... a wonderful song that we've got from Jars of Clay, as I track it down to remember the name of it. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing was really good.
I've only seen Matt speak a couple of times, I think, and it was really enjoyable when I did. I know you messaged me last night and said he was speaking, and
yep,
I was already tucked in for the night. So.
You were. I'll keep tucked in early. His message reminded me that here's the thing. I shared this in the table discussion, but then they kind of turned it into the talk show format. And I, my wife know me. I could speak every time they do that, but then I'm like, and I kind of like, I don't want to be a ball hog. And then afterwards, I regret it. But my comment would have been, your talk on Chasing Goodness reminded me, which is the name of his podcast now, reminded me of something my Lutheran pastor, Emerson Miller, said to me 40 years ago, that God is good and the devil is evil. And so just kind of remember those general categories.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to think about that for sure.
Thank you. All right. Well, we are trucking along through notes from the upper room, the devotional version. People can order either the book of devotions or the book itself off Amazon. And we're up to John 16, 26 and 27 today, which reads like this. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God.
I wrote, some believers tend to think of the Father and the Son as having different personalities, imagining the Son to be present, gracious, and engaged, mysterious, but inviting. Jesus is a guy we want to be around. On the other hand, we can view the Father as distant and intimidating at best. Maybe we suspect that he sits on his throne, shaking his head in disappointment every time we do or say something that reveals our fallen nature. We expect judgment from him. If we're honest, Jesus seems much more approachable than the Father. In truth, we don't need Jesus to be our go-between when we pray. We don't need to be nervous. We don't need to nervously whisper, "Jesus, go ask your dad." God the Father loves us beyond our wildest imaginations. Jesus told us that with the freedom we approach him, we can approach the Father. In fact, the Father is wild about us.
Wow, I love that. Say that last line again.
Yeah, I said, Jesus told us that we can, with the same freedom we approach him, we can approach the Father. In fact, the Father is wild about us.
I love that. Yeah, that thinks of Eldridge and Brent Kurzweil, Sacred Romance. I mean, just kind of that concept.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about that a lot here, the lavish love of God, right? And that's something we want people to continue to meditate on.
It was interesting. Savannah Guthrie is the co-host of the Today Show, and she's been going around. She's written a book called Mostly What God Does, and it's about the idea that it's love us.
Yeah, amazing.
All right, close us out with your prayer.
Yeah, it says, Jesus, I'm so thankful for what you said to the disciples. Your words help me to see love from you and from the Father. May I, by your Spirit, bask in the loving flow of grace that flows from your throne. Amen.
Thanks so much. Talk to you tomorrow. There we go.
Hi, this is Mike from Stanley. And I have We Are Messengers, Maybe It's Okay Tomorrow, on the music challenge. And why I picked that song is because my best friend's daughter, when she was 26, she's 30 now, when she was 26 or so, she had open heart surgery. And that song brought her through rehab. She's a huge We Are Messengers fan. And that got her through a time when she didn't feel she was getting healthy fast enough. And during the concert last year at One Fest, we were down inside the pits. And when they were singing that song and she was crying standing next to me, Darren, the lead singer, looked over and I pointed at her. He knelt down, pointed at her, and saying, maybe it's okay to her. It was a definite God moment, obviously, complete with goosebumps. She's without a doubt one of the strongest people I know. Her face shines out of her eyes, and it's contagious to anyone around. I'm so proud of her. Sometimes songs go a little deeper than what you just hear on the radio, you know? So, that's my story, and thank you. Goodbye.
The first song of our song showdown here, second round, WWIB, We Are Messengers, Mike and Stanley nominating that, and a great explanation behind why he did. Powerful. Thank you, Mike. But also Miriam nominating The Goodness from Toby Mac, and she says about it this. Miriam says, I chose The Goodness as my second song for Toby because it's one of my favorite songs that he's written, and it's very happy and upbeat, but it also conveys such an important message that God is good and he provides us with good things to enjoy. He's the source of every good thing that we have in this life, and that song is a great reminder of that for me. That's Miriam's explanation for Toby Mac, The Goodness. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, what a battle it was here. Actually, one artist winning on the text line and another winning in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. And in the end, Toby Mac lives to sing another day as actually he moves on to the third round over We Are Messengers.
But for all of those of you who showed support for We Are Messengers, get that promo code we have listed at WWIB.com/We Are Messengers to see them live in person along with Ben Fuller and Jonathan Traylor April 8th. Just announced a 25% off discount with the code Come What May. Just use the link we have posted for you. That's going to be the easiest way, WWIB.com/We Are Messengers. And we're still sending the winner of this tournament to go to that concert along with a guest.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, Troy has seen Jonathan Traylor Trailer, and he was in with us yesterday from OneFest. He said, expect some high energy as he kicks off that concert.
That is going to be fantastic. Three great artists, and again, 25% off WWIB.com/WeAreMessengers. 25% off your tickets. Well, it's 8 minutes before 8 o'clock, and time to get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week. News, sports, politics, pop culture. We do it in condensed form because we respect your time. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, Dollar Tree has announced plans to raise its price ceiling to $7.
And they will rename all their stores Dollar-ish Tree.
There you go.
Well, unsurprisingly, Vladimir Putin has won Russia's elections and will now begin his fifth term in office.
Yeah, Russian elections have fewer surprises than the plot of a Hallmark movie.
Isn't that the truth?
Researchers have found that missing out on sleep may be damaging to your brain.
For goodness sake, somebody get Vladimir Putin a nap.
Please.
Researchers also say that hot days can spell bad news for migraine sufferers.
I know just what they mean. Every time it's nice outside, I have to take the day off.
That's how that works.
A study finds that dog owners live longer.
Makes sense. After all, you can't count on a cat to run back into town and alert the townspeople that you've fallen into an abandoned well. Well, this was interesting. In 2023, the state of Florida led the nation in lightning strikes.
Yeah, in Florida, the state bird is the mosquito and the state sport is dodgeball with lightning.
Yikes.
And finally this morning, the UK announced that they need a postal worker in Antarctica.
Forget about dogs. How do you feel about polar bears?
Just fine.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
All right, our second round showdown's continuing. This is our fourth one here over the last couple of days. And as we've started to do, hearing from the nominators, as Heather and Kadat has Skillet's Terrify the Dark. And then also we're going to hear from Tammy nominating Zach Williams' Old Church Choir.
As always, two ways to vote through 7:45 a.m. Text 715-396-1670 for one vote. Get a bonus vote commenting on the post that's live now in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Here's the nominator of Skillet Terrify the Dark, Heather.
Hi, WWIB family. I chose Terrify the Dark by Skillet because it is all about Jesus and his holy sovereign power over everything, even the darkest fears. You know, we can be terrified by the dark and seem overwhelmed by the dark, and yet the only way that the dark can overcome is by being extinguished, is by light being extinguished. And Jesus is the light of the world. He will never be extinguished. John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 says, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. And again, in John 8:12, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. There are so many good things in this song that remind us of the true power in this world, who is Jesus, and it is his light that will terrify the dark. It is his light that can break in on me till all I see is him, and because all I need is Jesus.
Skillet Terrify the Dark, song number one in this second round CCM Song Showdown bracket style matchups here in the WIB Wake Up Show. You decide who moves on with your votes. 715-396-1670 via text. Get a bonus vote. Comment on the post in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So Heather from Kadat nominated Skillet and picked Terrify the Dark as her second song. Now Tammy from Durand went with Zach Williams. He won his first round matchup in his second round here against Skillet. She nominates the song Old Church Choir and tells us on the listener line why she did so.
I voted for Zach Williams, Old Church Choir, because how can you not be joyful when you hear this song? It just makes you want to get up and dance, and everybody needs more joy in this world nowadays. So that's the main reason why I picked it. Plus, it's just a fun song, and yeah, so it's joyful and fun and dispirited. You can't help but smile when you listen to it.
Well, as I mentioned, Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard has meandered his way here through the roadways that are a little bit snowy.
Snowy, not bad.
Not bad. And again, thank you to our road crews. Again, it wasn't half bad when I went through, too. No. I just had to be a little slower than normal.
Yeah, the
on
ground
my
was warm enough to kind of keep everything off. So, yeah, we're looking good.
So let's talk again about some different things going on at Avenue Orchard. For one thing, starting tomorrow, 3 days of an Easter event. And again, considering some of the weather coming in, it's probably good that there's three different days here too.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it really, you know, it's got us wondering what's going to happen. But yeah, it's still a go for the Easter egg hunt.
And tomorrow looks good.
Yeah, tomorrow looks good. The little snows might help us hide some of those eggs.
So. Sure. And again, so you've got an Easter egg hunt from 9 to 4 tomorrow at the Orchard.
Yeah.
People can decorate, can paint ceramic eggs as well for their Easter baskets. They can build and kind of put together their own Easter basket and fill it with all sorts of Creation Kitchen baked goods, jams and jellies.
They're trying a couple of new things. We're doing some freeze drying.
Sure.
Okay. So we got some candies, some of those Easter bunnies, you know, marshmallow bunnies that are freeze dried, stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow.
So we've got them available. Also at the last minute, they decided, hey, there's going to be frosting some sugar cookies.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so again, this is Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And when we kind of look at things, it looks like there's going to be a lot of snow Sunday night. But during the day Sunday, again, people can get out and about. Saturday looks to be the best day to go. But again, whatever works for folks, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I mean, you're planning as scheduled all these activities. So get the kids out of the house.
Build your own Easter basket with all the goodies. Boy, the girls, the ladies, should say, have been busy in the kitchen all week getting ready for this weekend.
Well, and again, I think a lot of people really excited to paint those ceramic eggs. And then again, it's just a different kind of Easter basket. And a lot of times it's like, okay, well, it's the same little, you know, Easter grass, so to speak, that you grab from the big box store and the same, you know, prepackaged candies and stuff. Do something a little bit different. Support a local business. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, got a lot of nice little treats for the kids type deal. Excuse me. Also, I forget.
Well, I mean, I was going to suggest as well, too, that we mentioned to folks that they can get, again, their holiday pies, their Easter pies.
Yes.
Can certainly pre-order those as well, too. AveAppleOrchard.com is your website.
And we'll have some available for sampling.
Oh, okay. Well, so on pie Saturday, samples, too.
Yeah, pie samples, you know.
Now it needs to be even more on my list to do.
Yeah.
So, again, that Easter egg hunt tomorrow, 9 to 4. The Easter event goes on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday to, decorate those ceramic eggs, frost sugar cookies, fill your own Easter baskets. It's going to be a great opportunity. And, you've brought some things in, too. So, I see the apple cider. So, I'm assuming that's going to be available for purchase as well, pints of apple cider.
Yeah. And again, it's you know, it's last fall's crop that we freeze right away.
Yeah.
And we've got a few of it thawed out. We'll have some hot apple cider and some coffee and all sorts of good stuff there for this weekend also.
And what jams do we have here, or jellies?
This last fall, they decided we needed more jams and jellies.
More flavors, apart from the 30-plus I think you already have.
They developed a caramel apple butter.
Nice.
You get that fresh apple flavor with that caramel, just like eating a caramel apple.
Yeah.
Only it's all ground up for you.
Yeah, sure.
And then a candied apple jam. And again, we took those red hot cinnamon candies.
Yeah.
And mixed that in with our apple cider. It come out with a real pretty color.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
And just that cinnamon punch to it, you know, not overbearing, but just an excellent, excellent combination.
So candied apple jam and caramel apple butter, the new flavors.
The new flavors. And, of course, I had to bring in some of our raspberry jalapeno.
You know, that's my wife's favorite. That's an award winner, too, at the Wisconsin State Fair. So. Yeah.
So all great treats, all sorts of different flavors that we have on the shelf ready to go.
And along with the dozens of other flavors, these new ones will be available for the Easter event throughout the weekend as well.
Yes, they will.
All right, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Ronnie Appleseed again will be shooting for Hope and Hoops. You can get in your last second pledges at 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670. Voting has closed as well between Skillet and Zach Williams. We'll let you know who won that in just a few moments. But again, don't miss this wonderful event at Avenue Orchard. And if you want to get a chance to win an Avenue Orchard gift basket, courtesy of Team Appleseed, get your pledge in for a chance at winning that. Everybody who pledges throughout the day before 4:45, eligible to win. 715-396-1670 via text per shot. Ronnie makes per shot he misses, or a flat amount. We'll let you know who won between Skillet and Zach Williams in a moment. Then Ronnie's shooting shortly thereafter. In a great matchup between Skillet, Terrify the Dark, and Zach Williams' Old Church Choir, difference in voting between the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group and text. One artist, one on one side, one on the other. And so only one can emerge the victor. We tally the votes together.
That's right. And in the end, by 6 votes, Zach Williams, Own Church Choir, moves on.
Congratulations, Zach Williams, moving on to the third round. That is not easy to do, and well fought by Skillet as well.